Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about our good friend Dr. Tim Irwin being back on the show. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of Derailed, also Impact. Those are his two most recent books. If I'm not mistaken, is that right, Tim?
That's right. Got a new one coming out next year.
All right. We expect to launch it on the show.
Okay.
So we're talking about communication, how it's being impacted by business communication, folks. How it's being impacted by technology, by the different applications we have, email, texting, et cetera. Tim, I worked for a major corporation, one of our sponsors a few years ago, and the person I reported to was in his early 30s, and he wanted me to tweet our information back and forth. He didn't answer. He didn't respond to voicemail. He was slow to email. He wanted me to tweet him. Guess what I did? I tweeted. And
you got to do what your boss says.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact is, people use these digital communication techniques often to be aggressive in organizations. And what they'll do is they'll snipe at somebody and they'll copy 25 other people. Mm-hmm. And so it's a way of getting their point across or being showing aggression towards somebody, but then they drag all these other people into it, and that's when you start these email wars. People pay me a lot of money to come in and fix their teams. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is a lot of times these kind of digital communication problems are at the root of this.
And folks, this is what we're talking about. Tim and I, in the previous segment, we were talking about the issue of leadership and all the different communication handy tools we have, but how that also requires us to learn how to use them the right way. And one thing I want to get out, I want to say, something I never do, I think maybe in 20 years of email, I've maybe done one time in a business communication, is emojis. I don't use them. Do you? Do you use them, Tim?
Occasionally, but you know, the reason I think emojis came into existence is they began to address this problem. They realized that there was it was a terrible medium for communicating anything with emotional content.
So I needed to put a smile behind a sentence that might have been taken the wrong way?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And by the way, again, as I said in the earlier segment, I firmly believe that if we think there's even the slightest potential of misunderstanding, if we think there's the slightest potential of an emotional travail that's caused by one of these communications, don't do it.
That's the reason why I don't use them, because if I feel like I need to use them, that's the trigger that makes me pick up the phone.
Exactly. If you think you've got to use an emoji to soften the message or to say, oh, this is really kind of funny, or wow, this is, then that should be a warning signal to you. Don't send that email.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot emphasize how big, I mean, this sounds so simple and such common sense, but I cannot tell you how often I'm running into this.
Are you seeing this as a little bit of an epidemic, or maybe
there's no question.
A productivity issue in the workplace?
It's convenience. People just dash off an email, not thinking about what it is, not realizing how this is going to show disrespect. I think that's at the root of this. A lot of times these emails just show a lack of respect for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, people get defensive or hurt. And they start firing back. They start copying everybody. And it just goes downhill from there.
That's another thing to think about is when do you copy everybody and when do you just send it to the you know, everybody doesn't need to be copied on everything, right?
No. And you got to check your motives at the gate. I mean, it's like, why am I doing this? Why am I copying all? A lot of time it's a CYA move. Hey, I want everybody to know that I tried to rein in Joe and tell him don't do this, or I think that's a bad idea. And so I just want to go on the record. I mean, it's a CYA move. There's no question.
Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with if you tell some people, and some of the younger generations, if you told them that they shouldn't use the email for certain things, the other option is for them to call or get face to face. What do you do when you're? It's obvious that they're not comfortable with that.
Well, I have a person that works with me who I have to deal with that. He's a millennial, and it's obvious he doesn't like conflict. And I said, listen, sometimes you have to take a firm stand on things. He did something recently, and I gave him some feedback. I thought he was going to be, end up in a puddle on the floor.
Huh.
But the fact is, sometimes you have to deal with tough communication, but there's a way to deal with it, and that's very often, as we said, on the phone, and even better yet, in person.
Mm-hmm.
I had a professor who used to say that people can hear just about anything you want to tell them if down deep you know that you're really for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that's the case. And that's hard to say in an email. In other words, it's hard to demonstrate that, hey, I'm really for you. Look, the reason I'm here is because, with the possible exception of your wife and kids, there's nobody more for you on the planet
right.
than I am.
Right.
But let me tell you how this is not working and how you've got to change this. And that you just can't do that in an email, Jim. I'm convinced.
Well, no, there's no question about it. So, folks, think about these things. These are leadership issues. It's interesting that the misuse of email has become a leadership challenge, Tim. And
yeah.
I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. Can we have your website again, please?
It's Dr. Tim Irwin, spelled with an IRWIN .com.
All right. Hey, and then find all the books there and all the things that he does for folks. Hey, Tim, come back soon. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Great being with you.
Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.